This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, the Eagles win was so dominant, it'll be interesting to see, and we're a long way away, but how they stack up for instance, the ESPYs for Team of the Year. Now, James, when do they do that? In the summer?
Yeah, I feel like it's June or July or something like that.
I mean, I got to think this will be one of the more dominant teams this year because the Super Bowl, everybody watched it. And until maybe people nationally turned it off late in the game, the Eagles were up 40-6. I don't know, man. Got a shot. And I really do hope...
So it's like them, the Dodgers or the Celtics,
Dodgers,
one of the three.
Celtics. Yeah, it might be a new NBA team. I don't know if last year's Celtics count. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I guess, because it'll end right before.
I got to tell you, I am really annoyed. I'm not trying to be the Philly guy with a chip on my shoulder, but I am annoyed that Saquon's backward leap did not win play of the year and a freaking Hail Mary, which happens like three to five times a year. There's a Hail Mary. And a Hail Mary won play of the year.
You've seen Hail Marys before.
Yes.
You've never seen what Saquon
Rhea,
did.
Rhea, how does the... I mean, I know it was a big play for Washington and it killed the Bears season, the whole deal. It's just a Hail Mary.
No.
I mean, how does Saquon's play not win that?
You've never seen it and probably never will again.
Really annoying. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up shortly, we're going to get to what A.J. Brown said the night before the Super Bowl as the Eagles captains addressed the team. Let's get to Steve right now in South Jersey. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, how are you doing this morning, guys?
Super, Steve.
I don't have a lot of time. I'm a middle school teacher getting ready for kids to show up in about 10 minutes.
But, nice.
I called because I love Dave Matthews, and I think I have a party that no one else would ever have ever thought of.
Well, let's find out what your answer is. What do you got?
Tell you the truth. Well, it actually started one of the greatest adventure stories of all time, and that's The Hobbit. It all started with a party. Chapter one of The Hobbit is an unexpected party.
Yeah, at the beginning of the movie, too. It's a really
point.
Good answer.
Wow, in
all
the
right.
Shire. In the Shire.
In the
party
Shire.
Joe's a big Shire guy.
In the Shire.
Because of the feet.
No, Steve, I'm impressed with your answer in particular, because I thought you were going to say some drug-riddled, alcohol-infested, orgy-type party. Then I was going to say, how are you a middle school teacher? But you landed the plane in an effective way with an appropriate party.
Thank you.
He's like, how do I even respond to that?
I couldn't rip you. That's all good, Steve. All right, Steve. Thanks, buddy. We'll see if you win. Let's get to Schmitty right now in South Philadelphia. Schmitty, good morning.
Schmitty.
I'm sorry. Schmitty. Hello, Schmitty. All right, Schmitty, not quite ready to go. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Joe, you almost yanked my answer off the board. I'll get to that in a second. But
okay. So there's going to be drugs, alcohol, and women?
give me a minute.
Okay.
Joe, you got to stop playing with our emotions with this book. I feel like as a fan base, we're Manti Te'o, and your book is this girlfriend that doesn't exist.
Well, I'll just say we were shooting toward August or September, and I hope we not only hit that but go sooner than that. But I know the Super Bowl could push it back.
It's weird because it's a biography of Manti Te'o. I don't know why that would push it back, but
listen, Ed, I thought it was a biography of Teddy Roosevelt, but who knows, you know? I mean, Teddy Roosevelt got referenced by Lane Johnson in the speech the other day, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Shocking you would reference that.
That was so good.
That was
by
very
Lane.
Funny.
That was great. All right, Ed, what do you got for us on the parade, the feeling you got? Talk to us.
It's mostly an indictment on how poorly the Sixers are just doing in general, but, you know, the parade just let me kind of continue this, like, wonderful feeling that we have, you know, as a fan base and just, you know, just taking bets amongst friends who's the drunkest. And, like, I now know why the Georgia guys didn't get up on the stage because one of the guys had a hard time walking. But, and, like, I wonder if he ever returned that kid back to his parent after the...
I think he did, from what I hear.
That was amusing.
Yeah,
I think he
traded it for a drink or something like that, so it worked out.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then my wife's joking around with me. She's like, well, you're actually going to have to spend time with us. And I was like, the combine's in 10 days. What are you talking about?
That's right.
Rolled her up. So it's a party that's, like, you don't want to end, but, like, we're in such a good position as a team. We talk about players that we want to keep. Players, obviously, we don't want to lose Becton. We don't want to lose Bond. I think we're going to lose a player that we didn't expect. But I also think, similar to, not to go back to 2023, but there is a possibility through Howie's wizardry that we keep a player that we're not expecting.
And, look, it's possible, but I just think it's almost impossible to keep all four, Ed. I'll be really shocked.
Oh, no chance.
No way.
I mean, Joshua's gone. Like, just say goodbye to Joshua. Goodbye, Joshua.
And why do you say him in particular?
Because he's going to cost a lot, and they have other needs, other spots. Like, I just don't think he's going to be one they pay.
John, wouldn't you rather have Milt Williams? Milt Williams is better.
And he's younger.
Yes. I would. But he is a three technique. He is a guy who will be, I don't know, like, paid like the big bucks, the big bucks.
He could get $100 million.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the type of contract that we're talking about. And it's just, we can't carry all these guys with the mega deals.
You know, Ed, it'd be fascinating to know, what did Howie offer at any point prior to or during the season? And what did the guys turn down? Because presumably Howie made some offers somewhere along the line. And, you know, they're going to lose some people. Ed, give me a great answer for a fictional party.
How about the toga party in Animal House?
Now, I was expecting that answer for sure.
Good one.
Good call right there, bud. All right, so it was not a party the night before the Super Bowl. It was serious time. It was the Eagles were about to play the Super Bowl in about 24 hours or probably less than when they convened as a team. And the Eagles have released audio of some of the notable speeches that the captains gave. Let's listen to A.J. Brown's speech first. I thought this was a great reflection of the leader that A.J. Brown is. A great reflection of the leader that A.J. Brown is. Because listen to the way he gives credit to a lot of unheralded players in his own position group. Here's A.J. Brown.
I feel like everybody's said a whole bunch over here, and I'm not in that moment yet to kind of like speak about the game or to like get ready for the game because we got a lot of time. But I want to give flowers to my guys. Appreciate you for one, the team is vote me as captain. You know, for my guys, you know, watching my guys fill in, Han, Paris, Johnny, Kyle, Anais, Covey, you know, Smitty, you know. Y'all just as important, but y'all don't get the praise. And I wanted to give y'all guys flowers because these guys be, you know, doing what they're supposed to do in practice. And I go out there and do the same move and I get the credit for it. You know, and I wanted to, you know, shed light on them guys because them guys mean a lot to me. But I appreciate all y'all. I appreciate this team. Vote me as a captain, as a leader. Let's go out and have fun tomorrow.
That really hit me, John. That's a real leader right there. When you're spreading praise around to the 6th, 7th, 8th wide receivers in the room, that's good work, man.
I think they appreciate that a lot also. He is certainly a guy. His skills are beyond comprehension to everyone who watches him perform every day. This is a guy who works. Like, he in practice works. And you see the flash, the burning speed, the desire, the suddenness. Like, it's not just game time. It's all the time. And when guys want it that bad, it translates to respect.
Yeah.
Everyone in the locker room respects that. And then when you turn it back around and you throw that praise out there and you're that respected guy because you're that great, but you want to deflect it, man. That goes a long way.
Well, coming from an all-pro, that's big.
Yeah,
that's big. Look, 215-592-9494. Our first time together as a show since the parade happened. So your thoughts a couple days removed from the parade. Also, just the team at large. What hit you now about a week or so after it's all been said? And, well, not said, but it's all been done. By the way, I don't want to let the Flyers off the hook. At some point, they got to return to the playoffs. You just can't have an indefinite rebuild. I mean, at some point, you got to go forward.
Isn't that what killed Ron Hextall? Like, he just kept waiting too long and people got sick of it.
People got tired of that. I know. I don't know. It's very aggravating. Sixers obviously been a disaster. Look, part of the reason I'm so excited about the Phils is with how bad the Sixers and Flyers are, you know, we're going to need them in the next few months. And we're going to have them. I mean, let me just say this about the Phillies. I know a lot of people are down. A lot of people are very down because of how it ended last year. And I get that, but I think the Phillies are going to be great. And I think they have a legitimate shot to win the World Series. And, you know, I'm not nearly as down as many because they have a great team. They're going to be in the postseason. And, you know, rock and roll in October and hopefully play better. Got to play better than this last October. They didn't play good enough at all. And they got bounced quickly. Let's listen to Rob Thompson. Spring training has obviously started. Now, we'll get into this more in the coming days because, you know, the Eagles are still very much top of mind. But the Phils are, you know, coming on here. They're in spring training. Rob Thompson talked the other day when asked by a reporter about his message to his club to start spring training. Here's what he said.
Talk to them about how good our club is. And, you know, we got tremendous rotation, great bullpen, lineup's good, and we got a lot of depth. So now it's up to us.
All right, look, a ton on the Eagles today, but John, I'm going to ask you one Phillies question. Does the stink of last October linger for you in a major way in your mind or not? It does not for me, but does it for you?
A major way?
Yeah.
No. There is stink, though. And I don't know what it's going to take. Look, I'm so excited just to see some baseball. I'm so excited to see the guys back. I'm so excited to see Bryson Stott without elbow pain. Like, I would love to see him return to what I thought was greatness.
Yeah.
I'm so eager to see this team, I'm probably going to let
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let him off the hook pretty easily with that. I'm just excited for the feeling
of
baseball.
That, and I'll say this, I would love, because we've never had it in our lives as Philly sports fan or our grandparents or great-parents or great-great-grandparents left. There's never been two titles in the same year. And I'm not counting the Nova, which obviously is only a portion of the fan base in Philadelphia, and the Eagles in 2018. I'm saying the major four, the whole history of Philadelphia, there's never been two titles in the same year. Could happen. So
sure could.
I'd love to see it happen, and let's see the journey. It should be a fun journey, I think, but hopefully they play better in October. All right, 215-592-9494.
Well, that's the key. Let's switch it around.
The key.
Last year we played our best baseball too early.
You know, let's get off to a slow start.
Your best baseball late.
Like the Eagles, 2-2.
If you play that baseball that they played early, late, we got a chance.
Sirianni timed it up well with that bad September. That was good work by Sirianni.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the phones. Obviously, heaviest on the Eagles today. Parade reaction, overall feeling. We'll get to Jaws shortly. Let's get to Mark right now in Delaware. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to thank WIP for the entertainment during the entire football season, especially the last month or so during the playoffs. The morning show, the midday show, and the afternoon show all did a fantastic job, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark.
I'll speak on behalf of all of them because I oversee the entire operation of all three shows and the weekends and upper management. And I'll say you're welcome on behalf of all of us. No, I'm joking, Mark. Look, Mark, all sincerity, it was fun. And I thank you and all the great listeners and callers we have. You know, we try to make it interactive and fun, and it was a historic campaign. It was really neat.
And I also want to thank James and Ellie for doing a great job also. So
they are very good at what they do, man. They have quite a podcast.
Yep. So just on what you had just said, Joey, I've got a suggestion for a title for your book if you don't have one yet. I think it should be called, like, The World Should Revolve Around Me or something like that.
Come on. I was just joking with my comment 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, right? I know. So am I. So anyway, but yeah, great job.
All right, Mark, what do you got on the Eagles? Give me what's top of mind for you after that parade.
I was not at the parade. I'm not much into going to a place with 1,000 people, and I'm just interested to see what they're going to do on during free agency. You know,
so, sure.
you know, who they prioritize on re-signing. I personally think it should be Becton and Bond, only because the offensive line is the key to that.
Yeah, but here's an argument. Line. Here's an argument against Becton, and it's unfortunate. Steen may be the best, and I could be wrong, okay? I'm going to use the word may be the best player they have ready to replace one of the four. Well, like Steen, Steen's probably better than whoever's backing up Bond, I think.
Well, you're definitely correct.
And do you trust Jordan Davis inside to start playing 45 snaps instead of Milton Williams? I don't. You got that factor in play.
And the other thing with Bond is you got to hope that N'Kobe Dean's ready to come out and play next year.
Well, and he might not be. That's a tough one. Mark, Correct. Give me a great answer, my man. A fictional party. What do you got?
Well, I was going to say the toga party. That's been taken.
Yep.
Has anybody said old school?
Old school has been said. You got one more shot.
All right. How about Boogie Nights?
Oh, yeah. Man.
It goes dark, though.
Holy mackerel.
The party ends early.
That's...
Hey now.
That's unbelievable. We're speaking
Poor
about
Scotty, man. Poor Scotty.
That's brutal, man. We're speaking about parties because obviously the Eagles had an all-timer on Friday. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question: did the Eagles Super Bowl parade, otherwise known as the Eagles Super Bowl party, live up to your expectations? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's get the vote of our next guest, Ron Jaworski, our first guest of the day. Just love Jaws, and it's been so fun this entire season talking Eagles football with Jaws, and obviously he took it all in on Friday. Good morning, Jaws.
Jody, you just can't get rid of me, man. The excitement is just unbelievable. What an amazing victory, and this town is still on fire.
It really is. Jaws, what'd you think of Friday? Give me, from your standpoint, what some of the highlights were.
Joe, I wasn't there because I was out of town on business, but I watched it on television, and it was a love fest. And I think the players felt it more than anyone, and I think the fans felt it just the same as in return. I mean, it was just a good feeling. In fact, I was talking to Danny Briere, the general manager of the Flyers, and he was saying how uplifting the parade and the celebration was to the Flyers organization. So that goes to show the positivity that this Eagle victory can mean to all the sports teams in the city. They know what it's like now to win the championship, and they want to be on that podium.
Well, I remember in 80, obviously the feeling took off in town. And, John, you were a big believer 7 years ago. Now, I was not, John. But, John, you were a big believer. If you might remember this, when the Eagles won, the Sixers and Flyers ripped off like 10 or 15 straight wins. You remember this, John, 7 years ago? And you kept saying that they were winning because of the feeling in the air. And I would say, no, they're just winning because they got Joel and Ben Simmons.
There's an electricity that I don't know, lifts all ships.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know, Jules. Something tells me the Sixers and Flyers.
I'll go back a long way, back to 80, when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. We lost. But the Phillies were in the World Series. They won. The Flyers were in the Stanley Cup Finals. They lost. All the teams in our city in that particular year, 1980, were in the championship game. Yes, only the Phillies won, but the town was electric. It's the only time, I believe, in sports history that all four teams were in the professional game.
That's correct. Championship game. That's exactly right.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, all four in the same. I mean, when you count the Eagles in January of 81. Charles, let me get to a reality of Friday that really struck me, and I'm curious if you could be our psychologist. All right, because sometimes we need Jaws the psychologist for the Philly sports fan. So one of my two favorite moments from Friday was Brandon Graham during his speech saying, all right, bring me my other trophy. And so he's got double barrel trophy right in front of him. 17 Super Bowl trophy, 24 Super Bowl trophy. And two things struck me in that moment. One, it was the first time I'd seen the visual of two Eagles Super Bowl trophies right next to each other, and it was such a great moment. But two, so cool. But two was, it's going to be different now, Joss. Like the franchise that you played for and that we followed for so many decades, striving for the first and then trying to reach for the second, it's a different deal now. How do you think it will manifest in a different way, knowing that the Eagles now have two? And the Philadelphia sports fans now have two.
Well, I think it's a positive. You know, for many, many years, the Philly sports fans were downtrodden. You know, people made fun of the Philly sports fans. You guys never won anything.
Yeah.
The fact that now we are dominating professional football, and I've heard the word. In fact, I've used it myself a few times this past few weeks. Dynasty. There's no reason not to believe that this team can win more Super Bowls and get in a run. Hey, we know it's hard. We know how difficult it is. But when you look at this football team and look at the age of the team and the talent on the team, you know, there's no reason not to believe this can be a dynasty team. Now, you know, right now we're still in that euphoric high that we've been on because of the win, but I feel that it can be a dynasty. And then I think all the other teams see the success of these teams, and they start to begin to feel the same way.
Jaws, how hard is it to say goodbye to Kellen Moore, and what are you hoping that we're looking for in our new offensive coordinator?
Well, I think first of all, I wish Kellen luck. He's obviously done a great job here, and you know, really kind of toning down the offense, being simplified, and being unbelievably effective. So that part of it was great. Play calling was terrific. So you know, I wish him well. But you know, Howie and Jeffrey and Don Smolinski, the leaders of the Eagles organization, have always done a terrific job of reloading. You know, they know what talent is out there. They've been doing a great job of getting talent. Yes, mistakes are made along the way. There's no doubt of that. But I think they'll find a replacement that'll fit right in. I don't know who it'll be. I have no inside information, but I believe they'll make the right choice. It seems when anyone leaves this Eagle organization, they seem to reload in a very positive manner.
I was surprised at Jalen Hurts' answer on a Kevin Petullo question, and I guess this was last week. It sort of got lost in the parade and stuff. But when Jalen was asked about Kevin Petullo's viability as the as a potential candidate for the offensive coordinator position, it didn't sound like Jalen was as enthusiastic about that or as into that. It sounded like he it was a strange answer, and I don't know if you have that or not.
I get that impression. I just didn't. I think it was the right answer. It's not his decision. You know, I'm sure behind closed doors they'll ask him and his feelings that, but ultimately, you know, it's the front office making that decision. Howie and Jeffrey are going to make that decision. Mm-hmm. I think they will make the right decision. And I sometimes, in the past, when they ask quarterbacks around the league when someone gets fired, you know, who do you want? And, you know, they always have an input, well, I want this guy or that guy. I think they're dead wrong in making that assumption. It's not their decision. Your position is quarterback. Play quarterback. You don't make personnel decisions. Do your job, as Bill Belichick would like to say, and don't get involved in other areas where you can get yourself in trouble. So I think his answer was spot on.
How hard is it to lead a team in victory celebration? You know, as the quarterback, you really are kind of the focal point of all of this. I just kept thinking during the parade, man, the eyes that you must feel as the quarterback, it's just so heightened. I've never had that experience, Juz.
What? Bye, John. What? I wish I would have, and I wish I could have said I had that experience Jalen Hurts had, but not only Jalen, the quarterback obviously gets more attention than the other player, but every single player, those are memories that will last a lifetime for them, their families, you know, to hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy, to get that ring in a few months. I mean, those are memories that last a lifetime. You know, I can speak personally, 45 years removed from, you know, Super Bowl 15. I still get goosebumps when I think about the players, the coaches, the organization at that time. You know, it was a special feeling, and we lost in the Super Bowl. But,
sure,
you know, it does bring people together.
Ron Jaworski with us right now, as he is every Tuesday at this time. Jaws, you know, Howie had, you know, an all-time offseason, and he's had a couple of them now. Let's talk about what's up ahead for him, because, you know, this thing in about 3 weeks gets real with free agency. I'm going to give you four players, rank them in order of importance for the Eagles to retain, and they're the big four: Becton, Milt Williams, Josh Sweat, and Zach Bond. How do you rank those four, Sweat, Bond, Milton Williams, and Becton, for most important for the Eagles to keep?
I think Bond, number one. I think he's had a phenomenal season. And historically, Howie's always been careful about, you know, valuing linebackers too high. I've always said he didn't value them enough, but, you know, it's worked out for him, and he's done a great job in that regard. But I think Bond, to me, just had an unbelievable season. He was, in my opinion, He was a defensive player of the year. That's how good he played in pass rushing, playing the run, and playing defense. So I would say you got to keep on, but that's going to be a hard decision to make.
So the irony, the irony is I think he's going to get the third most money. Because I think both Milton Williams and Sweat will get more because they're up front.
Becton might get more, too.
Becton might. He might. Jaws, would you say Milton Williams is the second most important to keep? I mean, what he did and what Sweat did in the Super Bowl was incredible. How would you size up those two guys next?
I agree with that. I think Milton Williams goes in there at the number two spot. Becton, he's going to go out on the market. He's a free agent. So there's going to be a lot of bidding for him. You know, offensive linemen are hard to come by, and he's shown that he can play tackle. He couldn't play tackle, but now he can play guard. So I think you see the versatility that he will give a team if it's not the Eagles that sign him. And I think Sweat. And I know Sweat was probably one play away from being the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If Hurts did not hit the touchdown pass to Smitty, but he played great. But he's got an injury, and that's always the thing that worries people on the market when a player is coming off an injury.
Ron Jaworski with us here. No question about it. Jaws, you think Kenny Pickett gets dealt and they go Tanner McKee and it's a way to get another draft pick and you trust McKee? Is that in the cards or do you say?
I think it's got a possibility, but I think Pickett has shown that he can play the game. And, a quarterback gets to show his talent when he has an outstanding offensive line and the receiving talent that the Eagles have. So I think Pickett earned an opportunity, but Tanner McKee certainly has played well every chance he's been given. So that's going to be a tough decision.
Jaws, in talking to your friends, and you have so many on the national level that played football and covered the NFL through the decades, do you get the impression that they are sort of like we are here locally in awe of what the Eagles just accomplished? Like, we are considering the Eagles to be amongst some of the very best teams in the salary cap era. I don't know quite where they rank, but they're really high up there. Do you get that impression from your buddies around the lake?
Absolutely, no doubt. There is so much respect for Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs that this blowout, beating them in the Super Bowl, I mean, it was just a butt-kicking. People say what they want about Andy Reid's team, but he's got a great coaching staff. He's got a talented team. And the fact that at one point the score was 34-0, 34-0 at one point, just shows the incredible talent that this Eagle team has and the way that they are playing together and unified. So to me, that is stunning to a lot of people that I've been talking to.
Yeah, no question. And, Jaws, one last thing, because it does tie in the future, and I thought it was going to be gone a year or two ago. It hasn't been. Do you think the tush-push stays? It's such a big advantage for the Eagles, and I thought it'd be gone, and they didn't, get it out as a league. Do you think it stays, or does the Eagles' success work against keeping it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to go 2 years ago. Basically on what I have read and understood, the league does their evaluations at the end of the season. They base it on safety of the game, and there are a lot of injuries in the tush push. Now, it doesn't always become aware to the people that watch the game on TV. But when they do their evaluation after breaking tape down, that is a dangerous play. So I thought it would be eliminated, but I think the competition committee felt it was still part of the game of football, an important part of the game of football, and they kept it in. But it's not about the success or lack of success. It's about the injury factor.
Wow, that's interesting. All right. Well, listen, Jaws, let me thank you. I'm honestly not ready to wrap the season up, but I know what's
up. I'm not either. Let's go.
Hey, next Tuesday. No, listen, Jaws, we're going to – I mean, we really haven't even had all the meetings with our boss yet to figure out how we can figure our lineup for the coming weeks. Just know this. I'm going to want to try to get you on as often as is reasonably possible, and obviously free agency and the draft are in the next couple weeks. But just know this, as I guess we kind of wrap the regular the season up. Thank you.
When there's news, call me, Joe.
Jaws, you're the best. I mean, you are the best. Thank you, Jaws.
Right. Thank you, Jaws.
All right, my man. There he is, Ron Jaworski. What a masterful season from Jaws. I mean, my God.
On the Eagles and off. I mean, he was he said Jaden Daniels was the best rookie he had seen in like November or something.
And he is really good.
And by the end of the season, everyone's like, best rookie ever.
You know what he also said? Jordan Love overrated.
And he did, yeah.
And Jordan Love, I didn't think Jaden Daniels played bad at all in that championship game. I thought everyone around him let him down, like the defense stuck for Washington, and every ball carrier it seemed like fumbled. But Jaden Daniels, I thought, played great in that playoff, or at least very good in the playoff game. Jordan Love, John, had three interceptions in that game. He was a disaster in that game.
Mm.
And Jaws said that right before, shortly before the game. He's like, this guy's not as good as people think.
He nailed a lot.
Too bad Jaden Daniels is incredible.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's proven to the world that he just keeps getting better, and he's going to be a major problem for us twice a year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, 215-592-9494. But the Eagles have a far superior team and still are very much in the driver's seat. I really like to think that next year will be the first time in the 20-something years that we get a repeat champion in the NFC East. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to be the Giants. It's just not.
And it ain't going to be the Cowboys. It's just not.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I mean, I don't think so either.
I don't care what they say. It ain't happening.
So, you know, I think the Eagles are going to finally win two in a row. And I'm talking division. And, of course, that would help them for the playoffs. All right. Let's go back to the phones. We'll get to the Bad of the Bone Award Parade Edition coming up shortly. Phones right now, Rick and Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I know defense can win championships. But is anybody looking at the offensive numbers? This Eagles team puts the last two games of the season, the last three Super Bowls they've been in, 116 points, and the last two Super Bowls they've been in. It's pretty incredible if you look at the numbers.
Well, it's remarkable.
Yeah, 41, 35, 40. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, you trust Howie. I agree with you. John, you got to trust Dean. You just have to. And what that does is it puts four Bama players on offense, keeps the four Georgia Bulldogs on defense. And there isn't a reason in the world that we can't repeat. But you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a lot of discussions now. Where does Hurts rank? In the top five? In the top three?
Yeah.
Can he do what Burrows does? Can he do what Allen does? Or Mahomes? Or Jackson? Guess what? It doesn't matter. Just like that record that Saquon didn't get, it doesn't matter. What matters is what they're going to wear on their ring finger in a couple months. That's what matters.
Well, that matters most, but it is a fascinating question. Rick, I tend to think when all the rankings come out this offseason, I tend to think nationally Jalen will be either fifth or sixth. I think he's going to be behind how many consider the top four. Now, some people have Hurts in the top four, but I think most people in America would say, in whatever order, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, and Josh Allen. And I think it's going to be...
All of whom Jalen Hurts has beaten in the past 2 years.
No, I know. And I think it's going to be a Jalen versus Jaden Daniels thing for spot five, I think.
But
and we'll see.
But the bottom line is Hurts fits. He fits the system. Where was Nick Foles ranked when he won a Super
Bowl?
Well, Foles
at his best...
25?
Yeah, well, no, not well. Foles at his best when he would start and play with consistency was about a middle-of-the-pack starter. He would be he'd be in that 13 to 16 range.
Sure.
I'm talking 2013.
Hurts doesn't have to be the best. Hurts fits this system like a glove. And I couldn't agree with you more. If Hurts should get hurt, God forbid, because he isn't. He runs, he gets himself at risk. Tanner McKee, I think, can be plugged right in with the size and the smart he has from Stanford. You got to make sure you protect that position.
He was impressive. Up. Yeah, Rick, give me a great answer for a fictional party scene.
The whole movie was a party because everybody participates. The Rocky Horror Picture Show party.
You got it, Rick. Appreciate the phone call, man. All right, we've never done it before, John. You know, Bad of the Bone Award, we started a few years ago after every Eagles game, win or lose. It's either game ball or blame ball, but we're going Super Bowl parade party, game ball, Bad of the Bone edition. And there are a lot of people to choose from because, John, there was like over a million people involved. Now, I'm guessing someone from the Eagles will probably win the award, but who knows? John Ritchie, we're going to give out four game balls. Four parade balls, if you will. John Ritchie, first Bad of the Bone, goes to who?
He bled for the team, man. It was
that's good.
Unfortunate. Unfortunate that, man, that could have gotten really ugly, but he's going to have a scar to show
is
for the parade.
Is that a scar?
I would think so.
I think
it probably will be.
You'd be surprised how well, the face skin heals.
Okay.
Your face skin,
I mean,
really
anyone
is
would know about
supple.
Your forehead yeah. healing. It's John Ritchie.
It's supple skin. It heals really well, but he might have a little something there.
Yeah.
That's going to look cool.
All right. So Howie, obviously a deserving answer. James Seltzer, what do you got?
So in one of the, As I said, I watched like every parade video there was. I've seen them all. In all the ones I watched, I'll quote the person I'm going to give my Bad to the Bone Award. He said, every time I think Philly can't bring it anymore. They exceed it. And that's Saquon Barkley, man. I mean, if this guy, I honestly was thinking about this again. I don't think there's ever been an athlete, and it's only been 1 year, who has ever been more perfect, more beloved, more like he can't do wrong. I mean, everything this guy does right, and every video of the guy from pulling the three-year-old and holding the thing with it, everything he said when he was interviewed by Spadaro, talking about how crazy the city is, and he can't believe how they bring it, and all
the like, ball boy.
The ball boy thing. Like, he was perfect. He's perfect. This guy is perfect. I can't believe it. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, no, it's a great answer. Rhea, game ball, parade ball for who?
I'm like James. I've done nothing all weekend except just watch like everything for the parade, NFL films, all that stuff. I'm going to give it to a guy who actually didn't play this season. James Bradbury.
Oh, I know what you're
for
saying.
For saving
Q. Oh, Quinyon Mitchell.
Describe this. This is good.
So Quinyon Mitchell was, he had had a few, very clearly. He was enjoying himself immensely, and a reporter was coming up to interview him, and Bradbury just stepped right in and was like, yeah, let's just kind of make sure he doesn't do it. He was taking care of the young kid.
Yeah.
So he was played a little defense right there. Yeah. I thought that was a great, great veteran move.
You could tell. I was like, what do you have to say about this girl? He's like, go, Eagles!
Yeah, he was going wild right there. Look, a lot of ways to go for who gets this. And I'm very tempted to say all the fans. We kind of created a rule years back. It's got to be one person. So I technically,
the fans do deserve it for what it's worth.
I can't give it to all the fans because we do have a rule. But I do want to give a shout out to the fans. I thought, you know, from what I saw, people were so well behaved, obviously joyous, and I just thought it was
and
spectacular.
Showed up. I mean, like the videos
in the cold.
So many people.
Cold
that
day.
Art
it's
museum
insane.
Picture from the back is like
so
one
cool,
I'm going to have
man.
Print it.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. But if I'm going to give it to an individual, I'm going to give it to Brandon Graham, and I'm going to give it to BG one because he came back from the injury when he really wasn't, you know, supposed to, so to speak. But two, I just love the shot, and I don't know if it was his idea or someone else's, but he's the one that executed it. Hey, bring the second trophy up here. Let me have both in front of me. And it was just such a statement, both to his career, but also the Eagles organization, what they've accomplished as an organization, and now what is the new reality for us as fans? The Philadelphia Eagles are a two-time Super Bowl champion. They're a five-time world champion, by the way. We shouldn't lose sight of that. It's not fair to the Van Buren's and Ben Narek's to act like 48, 49, and 60 didn't happen. The Eagles have finally tied the Philadelphia A's for the most championships in Philadelphia sports history at five amongst the, you know, the major teams and the major leagues. And seeing both trophies side by side, Brandon Graham, I thought that was exceedingly poignant and powerful.
Oh,
I mean, that was unbelievable.
Such a just magnificent look.
Right?
One on each side. That is strong.
It was really strong.
It was a flex.
It was a major flex. All right, let's get some calls in here. We're going to get to, matter of fact, let me give you a parade speech or two right now, and then we're going to get to some audio the night before the game was played as the Eagles, captain spoke. But let's start with Howie at the parade. You know, it's funny, when he spoke, I did not know, just from my vantage point, he had been hit with the can of beer. So I was like, what in the world is he talking about? I didn't know what he was talking about. I had no idea what he's talking about bleeding. It obviously made sense thereafter. Here's Howie up at the podium at the parade.
I bleed for this city! Go Eagles! Our players, our staff have done an unbelievable job. We are two-time world champs, and we're coming back strong. Go Birds!
You know, you can make a case. You can make a good case. He's the most valuable person in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got him. You got Lurie.
He might be the most valuable person in the NFL.
He might be. You got Bryce. You know, you got some really great players in Philly sports. But, man, if you had to start a team with one person, player, executive, owner, whatever, he might be number one. By the way, Saquon would be in that consideration as well. Let's listen to Saquon at the parade.
I want to start by saying
thank you. It's not that.
I want to say thank you so much for the love and support that you guys show to me and my family, especially being the newcomers here. I want to thank Mr. Lurie. I want to thank Howie, the whole Eagles organization, my teammates. I want to thank you guys especially for us being world champs.
Yeah.
One thing that I've learned from being here for a short period of time is that you guys are tough, you guys are resilient, and you guys know how to f- way.
I got to tell you something, John. You know, we do on an annual basis somewhere in the year. We don't really specify a month. We just kind of, at a certain point every year, do a top 10 Philly athlete thing. I thought Bryce Harper was going to own number one, barring a Joel Embiid healthy playoffs, for a long time. Bryce Harper or Saquon Barkley is a hell of a battle,
I think Bryce is three. I think it's Saquon and Jalen, one and two. You're the Super Bowl MVP and the quarterback of the Eagles. Yeah, I think Bryce is three now.
Saquon led them there in a much more meaningful way.
I think they're the top two. Okay. However you want to do it. Well, I think Bryce is third now.
It's going to be a heck of a it's going to be a heck of a battle whenever we do that, because there are so many great players. But Saquon, what a season by him. All right, let's go back to the phones. Ray Dittinger in about 5 minutes. Also, shortly, we'll get to more of the audio than night before the game. The Eagles have released audio of the captains speaking to the team the night before the game. Let's talk to Gary in New Jersey. Gary, good morning.
Super Bowl!
What up, Gary?
What's going on?
Quite a bit, my man.
You know what the disgrace is about the play of the year? It wasn't even one of the nominees.
I didn't know that.
Something we've never seen before was not even a nominee.
Like, that's horrible.
That's awful.
And it's okay. We won team of the year, so.
And we did win the world championship.
Yeah, but Saquon deserved that with that leap. That's
Saquon
ridiculous.
Deserved a lot.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't get a chance to get when it was all said and done.
Yep. All right, Gary, talk to me. What do you got, bud?
Seltzer, I think you could, if you want a side hustle, you could go to Channel 10, because that's where I watch the parade, and tell them how to use the dump button, because they literally...
I felt so bad. I felt bad for Fran Rojas here. Like, I'm watching, I'm like, man, I can only imagine. It's like every guy, multiple curses. It was tough.
Everybody, it was like, why are they not talking anymore? I'm like, oh, no, they just hit the dump wrong.
Yeah, yep. There was a lot.
And one basketball question. Do you think that... the Chiefs will let McClung use the three-peat thing that they got.
By the way, it was cool to see that they talked. You see Milton Williams came out and was like, we saw them doing that. You could throw that three-peat stuff in the trash can or whatever. It's cool to see the motivation that comes, because you don't hear that stuff in the moment, but to hear it after, like the zero sack shirt, like Lane Johnson talked about, it's neat to see that stuff.
Well, that's why on the NFL films, it was funny, I didn't pick up on it at first, why Nick kept saying to different defense players, how many sacks is that? That's one. That's two.
Gotcha.
And I realized it after I heard Lane Johnson mention it. I was like, oh, that's stuck in their crawl.
Well, and especially because, and that's a great point, Ray, especially because they clearly would have had some if not for the ridiculous field.
100%.
But I mean, that field was...
But then how about the fact that our guys didn't wear, like, no blitzes shirts or six sack shirts or whatever? Like, they kept it classy. Like, I thought, I saw someone suggest on Twitter they should do a no blitzes shirt, and I was like, that's genius. Well, and they didn't. They kept it classy.
All right, Gary, give me, except for CJGJ. CJGJ.
But that wasn't at the Chiefs. That was about Taylor Swift.
I know, but you know what? She's going to be Jason Kelce's sister-in-law. I mean, chill it out a little bit.
I was fine with it. Honestly, they came after his mother's restaurant, man. I had no problem with it.
All right, Gary, give me an answer for a fictional party.
When you wake up and there's a chicken walking across the floor and you got Mike Tyson's tiger, the hangover.
That's a big answer right there.
Yes!
So that is a big one. Now, here, I just need a ruling for the party, though. What part is the party?
Like, I think probably back at the room at the end of the night, how it ends up, I guess, because it's like the whole night, I guess. But.
Because I wouldn't say just driving around doing crazy stuff, being in Vegas doing crazy stuff is truly a, quote, party.
I don't know if it qualifies.
Yeah, I think the room, when they wake up, but, you know.
I don't know, man.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It's not
the after
more
party.
The situation.
Yeah. Not that many people at the party. Just saying, like, I get that it's an interesting answer, but, I don't know.
It is a bachelor party, though.
It is. All right. Let's get to Andy right now. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Amazingly, Andy.
All right. Well, it's freezing cold. I'm out here on the steps outside my apartment building here in Manhattan, sipping from a piping hot glass of New York Giants tears.
Good work, my man.
Now, I didn't hear the whole show today. I was getting my son ready for school, so I'm not sure if anybody already said this, but I told Jimmy, I'm pretty sure I have the winner. I've got the greatest fictional party of all time. See if you can figure it out, okay?
Yep.
It's an all-American setting. larger-than-life characters. A poignant demonstration of how hubris will bring even the greatest heroes to their knees. The Kansas City Chiefs three-peat Super Bowl parade. The greatest fictional party of all time.
That's great. I like what you just did right there.
It's a party that I will continue to enjoy in my memory of things that never happened. It's the thing that never happened the most.
Yeah. No, that's good work, man.
So I am still, like you guys, addicted to all of the content from the weekend. And I've actually had to go deep. Like, I've got to get past it because I think I've seen it all at this point. I have gone back and started rewatching highlights throughout the entire regular season, trying to find, and I'm curious what you guys think, is the most underrated play of the season that if it didn't happen, we wouldn't be here.
Well, wouldn't it be the Goddard catch against the Saints?
That's a big one. The Kobe Dean interception against the Jags sticks out because they could have won the game there. Xavier Leggett dropping the ball in that Panthers game sticks out.
That's another one. What are you thinking, Andy?
So I think it's the Goddard one because I think about we lose that game. We're 1-2, and we're 1-3 going into the bye. I don't know that they could have turned it around. I think it would have been almost impossible.
So, Andy, I'll say this. I think they would have because they were physically and mentally tough, and they proved that coming through 2-2 and the mud of all of that. But I understand your point. And they were talented. So I think they would have still won the division, probably still been a 2 seed, maybe a 3 seed. But my point is I want to give them more credit than saying they would have folded at 1-2. But I know in the moment we as fans felt like, because they had lost 6 or 7 the prior year, that they were really teetering. And I understand, you know, why that sentiment would be in the air. All right, Andy, fascinating phone call. Let's listen to...
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.